7.
I'm ready, but Chief Jago, what?
Chief Jago.
Yeah.
Chief Jago, Gora.
Okay, word for word. Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Therefore.
Jinsu.
Bhavantam. Unto you.
Xiao ni.
Anavajam, the perfect.
Wan mei zhe.
Anantaparam.
Anantaparam.
Unlimited.
Wu xian zhe.
Still there?
Yes, Maharaj. I'm here.
Omniscient.
Yeah. 全知者, 全无所不知的人.
Ishvara, personality of Godhead.
人格神手.
Akunta. Undisturbed by any force.
不被任何力量所打扰.
Vaikuntha, the spiritual kingdom Vaikuntha.
灵性的百昆特王国。
Yajnam, the personal abode.
谁的个人居所。
Nirvana, feeling renown.
感到气绝。
E, my mind.
我的心意。
Aham.
Aham, 我。
Hey, oh Lord.
Oh, 主啊。
Virginia, trail this experience.
被物质痛苦。
Abhitapta, tormented.
折磨。
Narayanam, unto Lord Narayan.
向主 Narayan。
God has become the friend of the infinitesimal living entity.
无限微小的生物的朋友。
Sharanam Prapadye. I approach to take shelter.
我接近你，寻求庇护。
Therefore, O Lord, feeling weary of material life and tormented by its distresses,I now surrender unto you because you are the perfect master. You are unlimited, all supreme personality, guardian, all knowing, whose spiritual abode in Vaikuntha is free from all disturbances. In fact, you are known as Narayan, the true friend of the living being.
译文，因此，主啊，我对物质生活感到厌倦，被他的痛苦折磨得痛苦不堪。我现在向你臣服。因为你是完美的主人，你是无限者，你是无所不知的人，至尊人格神手，你的灵性居所，外昆塔免于所有的打扰。事实上，你被称为 Narayana， 众生的真正朋友。End of the translation.
Right. Yeah, it's true.Report by His Divine Grace about disciples of Bhaktivedanta. No one can claim to be self-made man because everyone works with the body and mind ordered by material nature. By the laws of nature, there's always anxiety and materialism, terrible tragedies, periodically harass or condition souls. Here, Uddhava points out that only Sri Krishna.Is a proper master granting shelter for the conditioned souls. We may be attracted by the good qualities of a particular man or demigod, but we may later become. Therefore, Krishna is described as one of the discrepancy in the
存在着焦虑，而经常会有可怕的悲剧骚扰着受条件限制的灵魂。在这里，乌德瓦指出，只有 Sri Krishna 人格神手是正当的主人，是受条件限制的灵魂的恰当的主人、朋友和庇护所。我们可能被某一个人或者半神的优秀品质所吸引，但是后来却发现那个人的行为不端，因此 Krishna 被描述为 Anavadyam。 在人格神手的他的品行 方面没有缺陷，它永远是毫无谬误的。End of the paragraph.
We may faithfully serve a master, father, or demigod when it's time for us to receive our reward. Servant, the master may die. Therefore, our Lord Krishna is here described as Anantaparam, which indicates that he is not limited by time or space. The word anta indicates the termination of time, and para indicates the spatial termination. Therefore, Anantaparam means that Lord Krishna is not limited by time or space, and thus will always dutifully award his faithful servants.
我们可能会忠心耿耿地服务一位主人、父亲或半神人，但是，当我们因为我们的忠诚服务去向他们索取我们的酬劳的时候，这位主人可能已经死去了。因此，主 Krishna 在这里被描述为 Anantaparam， 意思就是他不受时间或空间局限。Anta 这个词意思是时间的终结， Para 是指部分的终结，因此 Anantaparam 意思是主 Krishna 不被时间或空间所局限，将永远忠实的来报答他忠诚的仆人们。
And if we serve someone other than the personality of Godhead, our so-called master may forget our service and become ungrateful. Therefore, Lord Krishna is described as Sarvajnam, omniscient. He can never forget the service of his devotee. Therefore, he is never ungrateful. In fact, it is said that Lord Krishna does not remember the faults of his devotee, only the sincere service that they have rendered.
如果除了人格神守之外，我们服务了其他的人，我们所谓的主人也许会忘记我们的服务，或者是忘恩负义。因此，主 Krishna 在这里被描述为 Savagyan， 无所不知，他永远不会忘记他奉献者的服务，因此他永远不会忘恩负义。事实上，据说主 Krishna 不会记住他奉献者的错误，而只会记住奉献者曾经做过的真诚服务。Finish.
Okay, good. A further disadvantage Uddhava describes his personal situation as Nirvanadi or Vijani Vip. In other words, Sri Uddhava states that he is exhausted and discouraged by the contradictions and anguish of material life. He has been forced, therefore, to become humble and surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, personal friend of every living entity. In the material world, a great man does not have time for insignificant men. But although the Lord is the greatest person, he sits in the heart of every living entity. Thus, he is the most merciful. Lord Krishna is the ultimate shelter of the Nara, or the Lord's Purusha expansion and creates the material world. And the source of his material situation is Nara, or Mahavishnu. The word Narayan indicates that even Mahavishnu finds a shelter in Krishna, who is certainly supreme. Although our consciousness is presently contaminated by sinful propensity, if we follow the example of Sri Uddhava and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, everything can be rectified. Taking shelter of Krishna means taking shelter of devotional service to Krishna and obeying Him. Lord Krishna demands this in Bhagavad Gita. And if we comply with the order of Lord, our life can be fully auspicious and successful. Sooner than we expect, we may, by Krishna's mercy, enter the kingdom of God for the eternal life of bliss and knowledge.
Uddhava 描述他自己的处境是 Nirvana di Uddhava 说他被物质生活已经搞得精疲力尽，被物质生活的种种的矛盾所感到非常的气馁和挫败，因此他被迫变得谦卑臣服。五生的亲密的朋友，在物质世界一个伟人没有时间来去管微不足道的人物，但是尽管主是最伟大的人，他却坐在基于众生的心中，因此他是最仁慈的。主 Krishna 甚至是 Nara 的终极庇护所， Nara 是主的 Purusha 扩展，他创造了物质的世界，生物体被称为 Nara， 而他的物质处境的源泉是 Nara 或 Mahavishnu。 Narayana 是指甚至 Mahavishnu 也要脱离于 Krishna， Krishna 无疑是至尊的人物。尽管我们的知觉目前被罪恶的倾向所污染，如果我们追随 Sri Uddhava 的榜样，脱离于人格至尊人格神手 Krishna， 一切都可以得到纠正。脱离于 Krishna 意味着脱离于对 Krishna 的奉献服务，服从他。主 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》要求这一点。如果我们遵守主 Krishna 的命令，我们的生活就能变得全面吉祥和成功，比我们预料的更真的对着永恒生命。 End of the purport.
Jai Om Agana Timrandasya Ananjana Shalakaya Chaksurmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayamrupa Kadamaya Dati Swapadantikam Mandeham Shri Shivita Padakamalam Shivarun Vaishnavamscha Shivupam Sadhishatam Sahagana Ravana Tam Vitam Tam Sativam Sadvaitam Savadutam Garijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Dev Shri Shivada Krishna Padam Sahagana Valita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha Mahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Nama Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavari Paschacharya Satarani Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Trishenam Panchatatmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakya Bhaktisha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Nidatate Upesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Vam Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Adhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhana Sute Devi Kanamami Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. So materialists would say, well, this sounds very pessimistic. Why are you so unhappy? Why can't you see the good in life?
物质生活呢，是令人非常的这个悲伤和就是失望沮丧的。但是人们会说，哎，你为什么这么高兴呢？我们会说，你为什么看好的方面？
Now, at this point in time, in most of the world, people might be a little more willing to admit that they're suffering, they're not happy in the material world. But they're still just thinking, well, it's the government, it's the virus, it has nothing to do with it. You know, as soon as I get free, I'm all happy.
现在比任何时候，人们都有一点愿意承认，这个物质世界是痛苦的，也不是什么快乐的地方。 但是仍然呢，他们指望着有一天，可能政府国家会找到一种治疗的方法，这样我们就能摆脱这种困境，我们就能再次变得快活起来。
But we have to admit we're suffering in the material world, you know, not a place of ecstasy before we can try to find something better.
但是我们必须要承认，这个地方 不是一个可以让我们狂喜的地方。在此之后，我们在我们承认了这点之后，我们才可以去寻找一个更好的一个解决方案。So
Uddhava is the most positive. If you say, now I surrender to you because you're the perfect master. You are unlimited, all-knowing.
Uddhava 他现在就是臣服 Krishna， 他说你是最完美的主人。 你是无限者，你是全面的、无所不了解的人物。
Spiritual abode, like Buddha, free from all disturbance. You are Narayana, the true friend of all
beings. 你的居所，Vaikuntha，它是免于焦虑的，而你是所有生物的真正的朋友。
So none of us can claim to be completely independent.
We
have a very wonderful body or mind, but it's temporary. And it was given to us.
并且呢，这也是被给予我们的，我们没有什么自由，只能去接受。Due
to our different desires, we get a particular body, but it's all bodies are a combination of it. That's why it causes stress, mind, and
so on. 根据我们各自的愿望，我们得到了特定的躯体。 都是由心意、智性、假自我以及五大元素构成。
The Vaikuntha world means no anxiety.
而Vaikuntha世界意味着就没有焦虑。
Now they use, I don't know what you use in your language, stress. They're always talking about stress.
现在全世界就人们都谈到压力。
Stress is like if you have a car, you put too much weight, it puts stress and something will break.
就好像你在一辆小轿车上呢，放上了重量，然后这小轿车就忍受不堪重负，就开始放崩离析。
You know, if you pull the rubber band too far, it stresses and break or lose its power.
如果你开动这辆轿车，走不了多远，它就会停下来，因为它已经带不动了。So
now they're saying that, at least in America, stress is one of the main causes of disease and accidents and so many problems because people are so stressed out they can't think straight. caring, have too many things to do and not enough time to do it.
现在至少在美国，这个压力是非常的显著的。有很多的人，他们由于压力，他们生活中有遇到各种各样的问题，因为他们的事情太多，需要去解决。
And now with the internet, you know, we have too much information. We cannot figure out what's what.
而现在呢，因特网上也有现在铺天盖地的信息，你都搞不清楚这些信息是怎么回事。
Especially in the West, where they have freedom of the press, there's many different sources of news people look at, different companies.
尤其在西方，新闻媒体是自由的，所以这些消息的来源，那真消息来源它到底是否可靠，都是值得商榷的，因为有那么多的公司。
But they all give different stories about the same thing, so nobody can decide what to believe and what not to believe.
对于同一件事情，他们会杜撰各种各样的故事。人们就无从分辨它是真是假。
Except for those who are fortunate and choose to believe in Krishna.
只有那些幸运的人们，他们会选择相信 Krishna。
Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita, we have all information about the material nature, about the mind, creation of the material world, and how it's working.
在圣典博迦瓦坛和博迦梵歌当中就给出了这些信息，物质世界是怎么运作的，以及这些心意是如何创造出来的。
There's so much information in the Bhagavatam that's completely scientific. It wasn't discovered by modern science until recently.
特别是圣典博迦瓦坛是科学的神，是对于所有宇宙创造的一个科学，而当代科学呢，只是刚刚才有所的涉及。
So, like for instance, in the Bhagavatam, there is a description of how a child develops in the womb.
圣典博迦瓦坛当中有一个篇，有一篇就描述了胎儿的发育。
And it gives them month by month, you know, how it develops, you know, the shape, and you know, starts out with a little seed, and nothing, and then gradually gets fingers and legs and eyes and all those things.
这一个小孩子，他是每一个月。它发育到什么样的形状，但是从一个种子的状态，每个逐月它形成了自己的哪个月形成了自己的指头，还有它的眼睛什么时候发育好的，和它的面庞以及其他的身体四肢。
It was around in 1980 something or 1990.Where they were able to put a camera inside the womb.
大约一九八几年和一九九零年左右的时候呢，有人就在子宫当中呢安放了这个摄像头。
And you can see by that the development is just like the Bhagavatam describes.
他们发现这个胎儿的发育。正像圣典博迦瓦坛描述的一模一样。
And you know, Bhagavatam gives all these measurements of the universe and everything. And the more they're able to examine things, they're finding out that yeah, it just matches right up ancient scriptures.
还有这个圣典博迦瓦坛也描述了宇宙的大小。嗯，那现代科学呢？他们也根据他们现代科学。他们也发现有的根据他们现有的成就发现是跟古代的经典描述的是一模一样的。
So intelligent person is saying, well, if they can have all this knowledge of the material world, then that, you know, no one else has. We have to believe it, and we have to accept it, you know, the idea of what is a soul, and there's a Vaikuntha and all that also. There's always, you know, this is an imitation world, but if there's an imitation, it has to be something real.
根据就是现代人的智性，他们对现有知识的了解，他们就可以推论出确实有灵魂存在，也有外昆坦的存在，而这个物质世界只不过是一个模拟的世界，并非真实的世界。So,
like in America, I'm sure they still do, but they tell devotees, you know, you're escapist, you're trying to escape from the real world. But there's no such thing as a spiritual world. There's no such thing as the next life. You have to work and suffer now.
在美国呢，他们指责奉献者是逃避主义者，他们指责他们是逃避工作，他们说没有什么灵性存在，你现在就得工作，你该受的苦你还得受。So
it gets very bad. You know, the idea is you have to suffer now, but every once in a while there's some kind of pleasure, so we just wait for that and try to get that.
所以这个非常不好，他们觉得人生就应该受苦了，但是要点就是每个人都在寻求快乐。But
we get according to our karma, and so no matter how hard we try, we may be trying really hard for happiness, but we'll get the stress.
但这一切呢，都是我们的 karma 因果，不管一个人他怎么努力。
And then sometimes we're in a distressful condition, but suddenly we feel very happy.
有的时候呢，我们已经被折磨的痛苦不堪，但是转瞬间之间呢，又非常快乐起来了。
All these things can happen, so. You know, just like no one seeks suffering, but it comes anyway of its own accord, it's the same thing with pleasure. It comes of its own accord.
就像痛苦是不请自来，快乐也一样是不请自来。
Even long ago, it's still a popular song, but one of the most popular rock bands came out with a song.
久以前呢，有一个非常流行的一个乐队，他们制作了一首歌曲。It
became the most popular song ever, just in English rock and roll.
是最流行的摇滚乐歌曲。Called
I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
意思就是我找不到那个满足，我找不到那种满足感。
And he said, because I try, and I try, I don't, everything fails.
歌词的大意就是说，我尝试了，我努力了，但是一切都是失败告终。So
everyone can identify with that.
所以这一点每个人都会同意。So
that's the mature world. The poets can describe it, they can talk about the suffering, and they become very popular. But they don't have a solution. It's all just a perverted reflection of the spiritual world we're ignoring.
Only
the spiritual world is based on love. Everyone loves Krishna and everyone loves each other, and everyone is trying to help each other to serve Krishna because their only main concern is Krishna's pleasure.
灵性世界一切呢都是以基于爱，灵性世界。 每一个生物都爱 Krishna， 而且他们也爱彼此，他们帮助彼此去爱 Krishna。
We read in the purport here, it stated that Krishna, he overlooks any bad qualities, any offenses we make to him.
我们在这要旨的最后，要旨的这一段也提到，那 Krishna 他会忽视奉献者的缺陷，他只看奉献者所做的服务。
But he's very concerned to reciprocate for any good service someone tries to render.
Krishna 非常的想要回报任何人做出的一丁点的服务。
So the devotees, like especially the gopis, you know, they don't want anything from Krishna.
奉献者，尤其是高比，他们根本不想从 Krishna 那里得到任何回报。
They're afraid if Krishna gives them some kind of bliss or something, it will distract them from serving.
他们会是非常担心、害怕 Krishna 给他们极乐，这会打扰他们对 Krishna 的服务。
But then Krishna gives back 10 million times what they give him.
然而，无论 Gopi 们为 Krishna 做了些什么 ，Krishna 都以上千万倍来回报。
He's conquered by love.
他被爱所征服。
But that's the most positive attitude. If we know we're going to die in this world, but we know that we can go someplace better.
所以这就是一个积极的一面。我们知道我们在这个世界上迟早要死亡，但是我们知道我们会去一个更好、更美好的地方。
So everybody has like some kind of understanding that everything that they have is temporary.
每个人都或多或少的心里都明白，这物质世界一切都是短暂的。
But I think it's okay. You know, I'll just get a new one.
但是我们会想，那是 OK 了，因为我们会得到一个新的躯体。
I'll get money and then, you know, whatever I want, I can just get a new one.
无论就是比如说我丢了多少钱，但是我还会再赚钱的。
But it's the same thing.
就道理是相同的。
The Maya is very, very tricky.
Maya 是非常的狡猾多端的。
There's one very famous beer, Guinness.
有一种非常著名的啤酒。
Beer, so in where I go in Africa, people like that kind of beer very much.
拉尔说，当他去非洲的时候，非洲人特别喜欢这种啤酒。
Does this give you an idea about how Maya works?
这就让我们知道了 Maya 他是怎么工作的。
So the company got a new bottle, modern design beer.
这个公司呢，他就把这个老酒装新瓶。
I don't know how many hundreds of years in different worlds.
公司就做了改进。
It's the same beer.
啤酒是同一跟原来一样的啤酒。
But they were so excited, they put advertising everywhere. They were so fortunate they came into the modern world and had a new beer bottle.
但是他们铺天盖地的就是做很多广告，说我们太幸运了，我们现在有一种新的啤酒瓶儿。
They're having big celebrations and famous people honoring this company to thank you so much for giving us a new bottle and make us modern.
然后他们还请了著名的人物，这个著名的人物就大肆的吹捧这个公司，太感谢你们了，你这个公司把我们这个 这个啤酒瓶给现代化了。
There's one cigarette named Cool.
有一种香烟，它的名字叫 Cool.
You know what Cool means, right?
Yes, cool, very cold. Cool 的英文的意思就是说
a little bit cold, comfortable.
嗯，在英文里。这 cool 这个词的意思就是说非常的清凉让人舒适惬意
But it also means you know, a state of mind it's cool it doesn't get disturbed it's just something nice
但 cool 这个词呢 也可以指一种精神状态就是非常好的一种精神状态。
So we know cigarette is hot.
香烟本来就是热的。
So keeping a cool head it means not getting excited, not being in anxiety.Fashionable.
所以保持头脑冷静，意思就是说不要激动，不要过于的焦虑。
One time at my airport, I had some borrowed sunglasses. And somebody said, oh, Maharaj, you're so cool. Fashionable.
就有人跟我说 Maharaj, 你太酷了你太时髦了
Anyway, this cigarette is called cool.
所以他们就给这个香烟起名叫 cool.
So Srila Prabhupada saw that advertisement.
使得啪啪啪地看到了这个香烟的广告。
He said, that is Maya.
他说这是 Maya, 假象。
Even in the class of Bhagavatam, he talked.
就在圣典不加瓦坛的早课上他就谈到了这个。
He said, you want to know what is Maya? Cigarette is Maya.
你们想知道什么是 Maya 吗？香烟就是 Maya。
How can you smoke hot smoke?And be cool.
你怎么可能抽着那个灼热的香烟，然后还酷呢，还清凉呢
？Doesn't make sense. Smoke is hot.
这个嘛是行不通，说不通道理，因为香烟本身就是热的。
So the idea is, of course, if people see you smoking that cigarette, they'll all think, "Oh, yeah, he's really smart."
所以他们就想给别人制造这种印象，抽这种烟的人特别聪明。
Because this one doesn't burn your throat, or some kind of flavor in it that makes your mouth feel cold, like when you go to the dentist, you know.
就像你去那个牙医那儿，肯定这种香烟呢，能让你那个嘴巴感到很清凉。
So that's Maya. She's very, very tricky, and people fall for it and don't.
所以这就是 Maya 假象幻觉，它就使人们把假的东西当成是真的。
So Krishna, you know, he has no bad qualities.
Krishna 没有坏的品质，没有缺陷。
Many people have experience of faithfully serving someone, maybe a husband or a wife, or a company or a country, but then they get thrown out.
有很多有自己的切身体验，他们忠服自己的妻子，服务自己的国家，或者服务一个公司，但是后来却被踢走了。
Or you had a master who you were serving and he was very nice, but he dies and then the new master is different. You don't get anything. Not so many things.
你可能忠心耿耿地服务一个很好的主人，但结果这个主人最后却死了，来了一个新的不好的主人。
So many women, I don't know, at least in America, they served their husband very faithfully for many years, and their children.
在美国呢，就有很多的妇女，她们特别忠心地服务自己的丈夫，还跟丈夫生了孩子。
And then the husband leaves him for a young girl and says, "You're not beautiful anymore."
最后丈夫呢，却因为自己的妻子年老色衰而抛弃了妻子，去寻欢作乐，去找一个新欢，年轻的女姑娘。
So many things like that happen. People are afraid to take shelter of anybody.
所以这种事情呢不胜枚举。人们内心呢就有一种恐惧感，他们就脱离于很多事情。
And we're also afraid to surrender to Krishna because we think maybe he'll be like that.
我们对臣服 Krishna 也有相同的恐惧感，觉得会不会也会发生同样的事情呢？
Krishna is never limited. He doesn't die. He never turns bad. He never changes.
但是 Krishna 他是优秀的，他不会变坏，他也不会把人踢跑。
So Krishna says it many times, but the one who understands his nature, my nature, they surrender to him.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中说了很多次，谁若了解我的本性，就会臣服我。
Krishna rewards us much more than we can do.
我们给 Krishna 多少， Krishna 对我们的回报又远远大于我们给予 Krishna 的。
Or is someone serving Krishna with motive and just thinking, I'm Krishna, give me this, give me that. You may give them the material thing, but they won't be happy with it, they won't get Krishna.
有的人怀着动机来服务 Krishna, Krishna 给我这个吧， Krishna 给我那个吧，但是 Krishna 会给他们，他们得到自己想要的物质的动机，他们不会快乐。
When someone is just trying to please Krishna 100%, then he gets unlimited returns.
但是人若100%的来服务臣服 Krishna 的话，他会得到无穷无尽的回报。
So Krishna knows everything. He's omniscient, amazing.He never forgets your sins.
Krishna, 他是无所不知的，他永远不会忘记我们做过的服务。
He's never ungrateful.
他永远不会忘恩负义。
Gratitude is a very important quality. It's one of Krishna's 64 qualities.
感恩是一个非常重要的品质，是64项品质之一。
But it's stated in scripture that for every sin there's some atonement you can do.
'Sorry, Mara, I didn't quite catch.'
For every sinful activity there's some atonement. Something you do to counteract it. Sometimes you can do basic. Yagya.
那我们就是人若要是犯了罪的话，他应该赎罪啊，你要做要给祭祀。
And just like in the government, it's a kind of atonement depending on.
就像在政府当中，人犯根据他犯罪的程度不同，就有不同程度的赎罪。
Sometimes you can just pay a fine if it's a small crime.
比较轻的罪行呢，你就交一些罚金。
Sometimes you have to go to jail.
那再重一点呢，就要进监狱。
Depending on what kind of country you know, kind of torture. But then if they pay the fine, then it's okay.
go to jail for 2 years and then you get out.
你交了罚金那就没事了，或者是你坐进监狱两年，然后你就出去就好了。
So in the Vedas, you know, there's so many different atonements for different sins.
韦达经就对于不同种类的罪行就给予了怎么样去赎罪的训示。
But people keep coming back and doing it again and again. They're so pricked with interest. Why? How can this be?
但是人们会一而再、再而再、而三的反复的犯同样的罪行，而 Parikshit 大军都感到惊讶，这是怎么回事？
Because I don't develop a relationship.
答案是他们没有发展跟 Krishna 的关系。
You don't get the simple seed of sinful desire more from your heart, so it keeps sprouting again and again.
他们内心的罪恶欲望的种子并没有根除，因此他们会一再的犯罪。
But chanting the holy name of the Lord is beyond the whole.
唱诵主的圣名超越了这一切方法。
So even the Jamil, very sinful.But he chanted Narayan, Narayan, and he got to go to Vaikuntha.
Ajamil, he is a very sinful man, but finally he sang the name of Narayan, and finally he got to go to Vaikuntha.
So someone can't take advantage of Krishna and think, okay, I can sin all I want, and I'll just chant Hare Krishna. That will have the opposite effect.
但人若以为可以这样利用 Krishna 唱诵他的名字来抵消自己的罪行的话，那会适得其反。
But if you just you're trying to serve Krishna and repenting and trying not to sin, then Krishna gives all mercy.
如果我们努力的服务 Krishna。努力的去避免犯罪的话，就会得到 Krishna 的仁慈。Krishna 给我们全部的仁慈。
So just like there is this world, it's temporary and illusory and full of anxiety. There's also a spiritual world. We left it.
尽管这个世界是短暂的、痛苦的、虚幻的，但是我们却可以离开这个世界。
Giri Vaiswami, the first time he talked to Prabhupada in class, he asked a question.
就第一次呢，Giri Vaiswami 他讲课的时候呢，曾经有一个问题出现。
So he had been visiting every time there was any kind of guru when he was reading so many books.
他见过很多的 guru, 阅读了各种各样的书籍。
But he asked, why did Krishna create the material world?
他提出这种问题，为什么 Krishna 创造了这个世界呢？
And Prabhupada shouted, he didn't create it, you created
it. Giriraj 他提向帕帕提了这个问题之后呢， Prabhupada 就对他大吼道，不是他创造的，是你创造的。
Spiritual world, you can. The Loka is just regular Vaikuntha. Everyone is just trying to serve the Supreme Lord. They don't care about anything else.
在外昆塔，每一个生物呢，都在服务的至尊主。他们根本就心里没有别的事情。
But sometimes some of us we become somehow envious. Why? Why don't they serve me?And Krishna has to arrange a place where we can try to be the Lord and think we're the Lord.
但是不知怎么的，有的时候，就会有生物产生嫉妒之心。为什么要服务你呢？为什么不服我呢？所以 Krishna 呢，他必须得找到一个地方，让这个生物呢，在那里当主人。
So here we are in the material world. But Krishna also arranges so many efforts he makes so that we can get out.
So we just came, just to here. But Krishna also arranges
There's so many different religious processes for different levels of people. And we can try to, you know, live a better life. Krishna. Since so many teachers teach spiritual knowledge.
Krishna 派来了许多的灵性老师来教导灵性的知识。
And all over the world, every country has famous people that try to teach some kind of spiritual knowledge to the people.
在世界各地都有不同的灵性的老师在教导人们。
Even very primitive tribes, they have some idea of magic and you know, some higher form.
甚至在那些原始的部落，也有人会一些巫术啊。
And Krishna sometimes comes himself, many times, in all different species of life to rescue.
而且 Krishna 也许多次的来亲自降临，而在各种的生命种类当中降临，来拯救我们。
So we know that 10 avatars and then there's 24 avatars, different more, and they're unlimited. All coming to help the devotees and knock out the demons.
主要的十个化身，还有二十四个化身，其实有无数的化身，他们都是为了来拯救前信者，铲除恶魔。
But we are very especially fortunate because we're connected very recently. That not even an avatar, but Krishna himself, our companion, gave the highest perfection of spiritual life so easy as chanting Krishna.
Krishna
said, you know, give up everything you surrender to me. That many people can't do that. It's scary to think of it.
Krishna 说你放弃一切只需要臣服我但是很多人做不到他们感到很恐惧
Lord Chaitanya said this January Krishna and if you accept it it's surrendering everything to Krishna
主 Chaitanya 说你只需要唱诵你们只需要唱诵 Hare Krishna
So, that's a Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It's simple but not so easy sometimes because Maya is always distracting us. We're bewildered by aches and pains and misery in the material world. Sometimes we forget that the only solution is Krishna.
但是我们就是有时候会忘记就即使这么简单的事情也很有时候也觉得很难做到因为物质世界有太多的令人分心的事情我们就忘记了应该去找 Krishna 寻求庇护
So any questions?
Yes.
Of course, always. All right.
The questions from Vedavati.
Okay.
Vedavati. Oh, Vedavati, 顶拜 Maharaj, 请问怎样才算是真正了解 Krishna 的本性？感恩 Hare Krishna. She pay obeisance to your Maharaj and her Krishna's. You mentioned that to know the nature of Krishna, so in what sense can we say that we can know the Krishna's nature truly?
Yeah, we have a lot of information about Krishna's nature. That Chidananda Vigraha.
We have a lot of information about Krishna's nature. That Chidananda Vigraha. 比如说他是 Satchidananda Vigraha.
And that covers everything, actually. Eternal, blissful, and knowledgeable.
Satchidananda Vigraha 就已经涵盖了一切，就是永恒知识其乐。
And then we have so many knowledge of the devotees and the sages. Somehow Krishna has given us all this information.
我们还知道 Krishna 是怎么跟他的奉献者交往的。
Okay. But a humble devotee will say, well, I don't understand Krishna, but no one can know Krishna in full. But he says, I will tell you that you know me in full, free from doubt. That's chapter 7 of the Bhagavad Gita.
一个谦卑的奉献者就会想，我不了解 Krishna 的本性。那 Krishna 在《不加梵歌》第七章他也说了，
No, you can see Krishna everywhere. He's the light in the sun and the moon.
Krishna 在每一件人的，他是人中的能力，他是日月的光华。
We all have different abilities. Some people are spectacularly talented, but it's Krishna.
我们有不同的能力，有的人是智慧超群的，这都是 Krishna.
Krishna from the heart, he's given him the body they have, and he gives them the intelligence and the ability to do all these things.
Krishna
is always thanking Krishna for whatever he has.
Krishna, 基于生物的心中，就给予了他们这样的智慧，所以我们应该感谢 Krishna.
Okay, another.
这样的回答可以。The next one, still from Vedavati. 在没有完全清除欲望之前，修习 Krishna 之觉，肯定要犯错。我们怎么去面对这些错误呢？Before completely eradicate all our desire, at the sometime we practice Krishna consciousness, certainly we'll make mistakes. How can we face all those mistakes? Thank you.
As long as we don't make the mistake of giving up Krishna consciousness, Krishna doesn't worry too much about our little mistakes.
只要我们
part of the material world, we make mistakes.
只要我们不犯这样的错误，就是什么错误呢？我们放弃 Krishna 之觉这个错误，其他的小错误，Krishna 都不会太在意。犯错是这个物质世界的一部分。
So we, you know, the only person who never made a mistake or failed is someone who never tried to do anything. That's the biggest mistake.
Sorry, Mara, I didn't quite catch. What did you question?
The only way we cannot make a mistake is not try to do anything, but you can't do that. We're not stones.
Okay. 唯一不犯 避免犯罪的方法就是避免同时做很多事情，但这个是很难做到的。
But we have to, you know, the more we try, the more mistakes we'll make. But if we keep trying, we're going to get fearful.
有的时候我们越是努力，反而就做犯的错误越多。但是我们要努力，我们努力的进化。
The only mistake, big mistake, is to give up devotional service.
唯一的大错就是放弃了奉献服务。这个词，我们放弃做服务，去跑去做别的事情，这是大错。
Okay.
好，这样回答。
When you do make mistakes, like, you know, in whatever we're trying to do.You know, we try to learn from our mistake, but then it's very right and very good.
我们努力地从我们的错误当中吸取教训，这是非常好的。
So we can avoid making the same mistake again, because we find ourselves, at least I do, you know, so many things I said I'll never do this again, but next thing you know, you do the same stupid thing.
如果我们能从我们的错误当中吸取教训的话，就能避免再次重蹈覆辙。但是很不幸的是，有的时候我们确实会再次重蹈覆辙。
But the, like as long as we continue trying to serve Krishna, then appreciate Sudarachara, he's still considered saint, even sinful.
只要我们能够继续服务 Krishna， 就像《薄伽梵歌》当中的，我记得是第九章的第三十四节，就仍然被视为是圣洁的。
Okay, thank you. 谢谢。谢谢。I hope there's not too many questions tonight because I'm a little tired.
Okay. 好，那马二说他今天有点累了。No questions anymore.
Oh, really? A miracle. Okay. So, shame. Let's finish before one touch. So, now, we do the next week on Friday. So,
非常感恩，还有就是呢，非常非常感恩亲爱的 Maharaj 的仁慈，也感恩亲爱的 Guru Mani Mataji 的甜美的翻译。那在此呢，请各位奉献者和我一起唱诵三遍 Maha Mantra， 祈祷在全世界传教的 Guru 能够传教顺利，身体健康。Hare Krishna Hare Krishna KrishnaKrishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hari Ramo, Rama Ramo, Hari Hari。Hare Krishna， 为昆塔之音文达文航班今天的全天的播音都到此结束，祈祷大家有一个非常美好的 Krishna 直觉的夜晚，祝大家晚安， Hare Krishna， 夜幕吉祥。